Quavo was a defensive end here. What made you think he could be a starting tackle in this league?
Stature. Stature really alone initially. The first time I laid eyes on him, we were playing up there in a preseason game, and I saw him saluting during the anthem on the other side. After doing research, I found out he actually had a little bit of a tackle background and so forth in college, and we went from there.
Mike, what do you think of running back Ryan Matthews, man? What are your thoughts on him?
You know, he does a nice job for him running both inside and outside. He was highly regarded when he came out. We researched him. We brought him in for a pre-draft visit. Like his game a lot. It's well-balanced.
What are some of the things that you've been able to see and been impressed from with Jovan Hargrave in the middle of your defensive line?
You know, he's doing a nice job of acclimating himself to the pro game and learning some of the techniques that we're asking him to do. You got to acknowledge that it's a significant jump coming from South Carolina State to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but day-to-day, he's managing it well. You know, he's only getting about 12, 14 snaps a game now because there's so much sub, but I imagine that workload is going to increase. We're going to ask him to learn other things. We're going to include him in the sub package rush as he continues to get better on a daily basis, and I think that's probably the most important element of it for him or Artie Burns or Sean Davis or even Jalen Mills, which you guys mentioned. Those young guys, man, I know we're starting to play games, but they got to step in the building every day with a mindset geared toward getting better.
And Mike, Tyler Medicavage is a Temple guy. What did he do to make the team for you guys?
You know, he made a sufficient amount of plays. You know, he's doing similar things here that he did in Philadelphia. He's displaying great instincts and urgency. He gets to the ball. He's around the ball. He makes a lot of plays. He's acclimating himself right now in terms of being one of our core special teams contributors. I don't see why he can't be great in that area, why he continues to grow as a young linebacker. Been pleased with his progress.
Mike, how much pressure does it put on a defense when you have a quarterback and a wide receiver like you guys do that can communicate without talking? A lot of unspoken communication between Ben and Antonio.
You know, I don't want to make more out of it than what it is. I'd imagine that those type of nonverbal relationships happen in every city where there's any type of continuity between a quarterback and wide out. And it's probably as simple as that. You get the guys together for a couple years, man, you learn each other's nuances. You get a sense of nonverbal communication. It's a head nod. It's a eye contact. I just think that's ball at this level.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned your rookies in the defensive backfield, but kind of up and down the depth chart, you guys seem to have a knack for finding guys that fit your system. You know, Eli Rogers is cycling in there now. What's the secret to that, and how much does that play into your guys' success?
You know, I guess the secret is there's no secret. We try to find good guys that love football, that don't mind working, and we put them in an environment where we work daily to improve, and in most cases, the arrow is pointed up when you find those type of guys, number one, and then obviously number two, you create the environment where they can grow and get better.
Mike, I know Villanueva started 10 games for you last year, but what did he show you this summer to convince you that he should start above Ryan Harris when you were trying to decide on who to make your left tackle?
You know, quite simply, it's upside, and I told both guys that. Ryan is a formidable guy. He did a nice job, but Ryan's been doing it at a certain level for an extended period of time. And if the battle was close, which it was, then it was, you know, reasonable to expect that Villanueva will continue to get better with exposure and experience and snaps. And he's proven to do that. He's a much better player even than what he was last year. And like you said, he started 10 games for us last year. You know, he's a smart guy. He's a driven guy. He's got special talents in that way, things that you can't measure. It's reasonable to expect him to get better with more exposure.
It was 4 or 5 weeks ago that you saw these guys in the preseason. Is that a resource this week at all in terms of either personnel or scheme?
Not at all, to be honest with you. I know we didn't do much in that game that was geared toward what we're doing schematically and the attention to detail required to win once you get into the regular season, and I'm sure they can say the same thing.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned the environment it takes for players to get in there and develop and learn. What goes into that? How do you create that kind of environment to have these players kind of flourish?
You figure it out, bro. I'm not gonna peel back the curtain. You know, just some certain core beliefs that we believe in around here. That's the basis of our culture building. It's how we go about our business. It's our business model, if you will. It's like asking KFC what's in the herbs and spices.
I think a part of that is a coach like a Carnell Lake, you know, someone that has been there and done that. How much does it help a coach and even a player, like that relationship, you know, from being a guy who has been in that situation and done that, and how does that help them relate to the players and just cultivate that relationship?
Quite honestly, it can be an asset, but it's not required. It's solely dependent on the individual and his ability to communicate and how he can relate his experience to present-day circumstances. So it's not a slam dunk by any stretch, and it's not a requirement by any stretch.
A few moments ago, you singled out the Eagles' safeties. What about them sticks out to you in particular?
The consistency of the aggressiveness and the tackling, angles to the ball, they're both just really rock-solid football players. And like I said, Coach Schwartz is doing an awesome job of utilizing them both down in and around the line of scrimmage and in the box and both in deep defense.